W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden issuing an emergency declaration for Mississippi after devastating storms on Friday killed more than 24 people. The storms also brought an EF4 tornado that leveled multiple towns. Parts of Highway 101 in California closed after mudslides exposed a gas pipeline. The highway's been closed between Sonoma and Marin counties as officials are concerned the pipeline could rupture. Gerald McCarthy is with Novato Fire in Marin County.
The hill is moving. The landslide is moving. And further anticipate that with the wet weather returning, more land movement is very possible and expected.
The highway is expected to open later today. Senate Republican Mitch McConnell is out of a rehab facility where he was receiving physical therapy for a concussion after falling earlier this month. 12 people hurt after a floor collapse in an apartment near the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. State police say it happened during a party. This is ABC News. Idaho's governor is signing a law to bring back firing squads. ABC's Dave Packer.
With many pharmaceutical companies now barring the use of their drugs in executions, states are looking to more antiquated methods. Idaho lawmakers passing a bill this week which authorizes firing squads joining Mississippi, Utah, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. And while firing squads may seem less humane than lethal injection, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is among those saying it's actually a more humane method. A study of U.S. executions from 1890 to 2010 finding over 7% of lethal injections went wrong, with some prisoners writhing in pain, while not a single firing squad execution during that time was botched. Dave Packer, ABC News.
President Biden's pick to lead the FAA has withdrawn himself from consideration amid questionable support in the Senate. Phil Washington is the CEO of Denver International Airport and withdrew from consideration as it appears he lacked the support to be confirmed. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're gonna amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood, replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, Go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music. There's two songs from The Mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock. We call it Essential Last Crack. That was Energy Mine from the Burning Time CD. From Red Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, we heard Squeeze It. Essential Last Crack happens every Saturday at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's gone for the night, so it's just me. Coming up next week, Joel from 20 Minute Mission will join us here on Max Inc. Heavy. They just put out a new release recorded at Megatone Studios with the guitarist from Blast Crack, Paul Schluter. We'll play a track before the midnight hour from 20 Minute Mission. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, brewery with outdoor seating, and a live music offering as well. FullMileBeerCompany.com for more information. Also by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, let us open the door to your future home. Stop into our office on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert-LakePoint.com. And by Zippy Lou Coffee and Donuts. Coffee, donuts, fried chicken on North Sherman Avenue on Madison's North Side. Check them out online at ZippyLouMadison.com. Original local hard rock, metal, and punk from the state of Wisconsin. These guys have a show coming up Friday, April 21st with All Meridians, Thunder Goat, and Illusion of Fate. We're going to play some All Meridians here shortly and Illusion of Fate in the next half hour. Right now, it's Order of the Jackal and Immortal Witness. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Eternal.
Ominous on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Music on the way from 20 Minute Mission. We'll do some Bronze Scorpion and Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee. Right now, some classic rock from Madison from 1990 and their debut album, Gardens of Machinery. It's Rapscallion on Max Inc. Heavy.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Hundreds are homeless after a tornado tore through parts of Mississippi.
They had broke out some windows that I didn't know that I didn't hear them break. And all the tree falling that was so close to my house, I didn't know that. And then it tore up one of my trucks.
At least 26 people have died in Mississippi and Alabama. Storms are still expected in several states in the South today. Crews are still searching for survivors of an explosion at a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania. West Reading Fire Chief Chad Moyer.
Due to the violence of the explosion and the amount of time that has passed, the chance of finding survivors is decreasing rapidly.
Three people have died. And former President Trump held his first campaign rally of 2024 last night in Texas.
And yet, after going over 11 million pages of documents, I built a great company. They've got nothing. They've got nothing.
He's referring to his possible indictment this week in New York. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Constantly stops to learn. Premeditated thoughts
Johnny Cash Out, That's Not Dead Yet on Maxine Kevy. 20-Minute Mission before that with their new song, Six Words. Bon Scorpion with Grievous Angel in there, too. Both of those bands are going to be at the Rigby Friday, March 31st with Time to Kill. And Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee with their song, As the Leaves Fall from King of the Serpents. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Really appreciate it. Hope you get a chance to tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. for the rebroadcast on Sunday night and a brand new show next Saturday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got music on the way from Vermilion. They're playing Sunday, tomorrow, at the Crucible, and Casket Robber just around the corner. They're playing March 30th at the High Noon Saloon. Right now, it's the Faith Hills Have Eyes. They had their CD release party on Thursday. There's the title track from their new album, The Riff Element. It's Max St. Kevy. We are local music.
What? Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC